Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Public Service Commission, reminding you to call or click 3 working days before you dig. Dial 811 and use caution while digging.
I'm Jason Taylor. Police in Webster Groves near St. Louis are asking for help finding a missing teenager. 17-year-old Taylor Stevenson is currently under the state's custody and hasn't made contact with her friend's biological mother or caseworker since March 20th. The Kansas City Health Department says two new confirmed cases of the measles have been reported, bringing its total to 4. The Liberty School District, Clay County Health Center, and Warren Hills Elementary School have sent notices to parents. Democratic State Senator Jamila Nasheed took to the chamber's floor yesterday to criticize a court filing by an attorney for Republican Governor Eric Greitens. She took issue with Greitens' filing for a restraining order against fellow GOP member and Attorney General Josh Hawley. Now, she'd characterized Hawley's physical stature while she chastised Greitens' move as a strong-arm tactic.
I'm just taken aback. I mean, here you have this tough, you know, Navy SEAL guy that's looking for a restraining order on little old Josh Hawley. He's so small.
Greitens filed for a restraining order yesterday, a day after Hawley announced that Greitens could have committed a felony with his use of a donor list for campaign purposes. Officials at St. Louis Lambert International Airport say the TSA conducted more than 2.8 million passenger screenings in 2017 in Terminal 2, a 5% increase. Lambert spokesperson Jeff Lee says a new checkpoint expansion in Terminal 2 will help accommodate that growth.
We've gone from 6 to 7. This is crucial because we've seen just an expansion of flights out of Terminal 2 from Southwest, and thus passenger growth.
The expansion project creates a 7th security screening lane that will be used during peak hours in Terminal 2, which mainly houses gates for Southwest Airlines. Southwest added a new service from St. Louis to San Jose and Sacramento earlier this month. A Missouri man has been sentenced for a $1 million meth conspiracy. 27-year-old Drew Bray Baird of Southwest Missouri's Carthage will spend almost 12 years in jail for his role in trying to distribute meth in southern Missouri and Kansas City. Emergency crews responded to a tractor-trailer that went off I-44 into a yard of a home in the St. Louis area yesterday. Photos from KMOV show the truck stopped about a foot from the house. Charges against a woman involved in the shooting death of a police officer in West Central Missouri's Clinton have been boosted, David Lee reports.
Henry County Prosecuting Attorney Richard Shields has announced that he has filed an amended complaint against Tammy Widger for her involvement in the March 6th shooting death of Clinton police officer Ryan Morton. Widger had been charged with murder in the second degree. The murder charge has been amended to charge murder in the first degree. In addition, 2 counts of the Class A felony of assault in the first degree have been added. The assault charges involve the wounding of 2 other Clinton police officers. David Lee, Missouri Net, Clinton.
You're listening to Missouri Net.